Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Digital Twins Are Game-Changing for Startups. Now let's get started with today's show. What if you could test every business decision before risking real money and time? Digital twins promise exactly that, but are they worth it for cash-strapped startups? Here's the thing about shiny new technology. It often promises to solve problems we didn't know we had while ignoring the ones keeping us awake at night. So what exactly is a digital twin for a startup? Think of it as creating a virtual doppelganger of your entire business, your operations, processes, even your products. It uses real-time data to simulate scenarios like what happens when your supplier goes down or demand suddenly spikes. For startups, this sounds incredibly powerful, but here's where I get honest with you. It's often overhyped, especially when you're bootstrapping and every dollar counts. Let's talk reality. Implementation costs range from $50,000 to over $500,000, depending on complexity. You'll need dedicated tech talent and ongoing data infrastructure. Most startups I work with are better served focusing that money on customer acquisition or product development. Digital twins work best for startups dealing with physical products or complex operations, not software-only businesses. When does it actually make sense? If you're in manufacturing, logistics, or IoT with repeatable processes that you can optimize, but if you're pre-revenue or still figuring out product-market fit, skip it entirely. Try simpler alternatives first, basic forecasting models, or good old-fashioned A/B testing. I worked with a local food delivery startup that spent $80,000 on a digital twin to optimize driver routes. They discovered later that a simple spreadsheet analysis would have achieved 80% of the same results. They solved the right problem, but with an overcomplicated, expensive solution. Here's your takeaway. Before considering a digital twin, list your three biggest operational uncertainties. If basic analytics can't solve them, then explore digital twin solutions. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.